Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are kind of a mixed affair. Wheat is trading on both sides, with Chicago being the strongest and KC slightly lower, corn being a little firmer as well, up another penny and a half after an 8 cent up day and about a 5 cent up day before that. So the corn market's coming into its first area of resistance on the D, 340 to about 348 is kind of one spot of resistance. But that said, the bean market has had a correction in here. Beans got up on November's up to 955 on Tuesday. There's a small gap. You have to really strain your eyes to see it. But there is a small gap on the chart on November beans from 956 to 954 and three quarters. And the market got to 55, which also coincided with a 20-day moving average. The market fell back, and the first time at that 20-day moving average, the market should have trouble. That has been holding us ever since we fell through on the downside on June 30th of this year. Now, that said, the market had a little over a 50% correction, almost a 6.18% correction of the full move from the 904 low to the 955 high. And, of course, testing the 949 and three-quarters 950 level overnight before it broke was, again, another opportunity. Now we'll see what happens. I think the market's going to chop around here for a day or so going in towards the government report on Friday. After that, we may still catch a little bit more of a correction, but I think the rally is not done on these beans. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.